this demo is especially for Victor, I believe it was, who was asking about free plugins for guitar and piano. This one is the Ample Guitar M2 Lite that I spoke about on the WhatsApp group. And what I like about this one is that it has a lot of flexibility for a free plugin. There's a lot you can do with it, just using a MIDI controller or the virtual keyboard that comes with Reaper. So you heard it in its sort of default load up mode. This is kind of how it comes, but you know, when you first load it, but when you, there are things you can do to give it more functionality and make it do different things. So I'm gonna come up here and hit C#7. You wanna do that at full velocity. And doing C#7 changes the way things work. So back down in octaves 3 and 4, what would normally be octaves 3 and 4, you notice now as I hit the keys in octave 3, you're hearing kind of the chord change sound. That's because now the layout of the keyboard has changed. Chords and octave 4 to select and use a strum pattern. Actually, in octave 4, the black keys and C4 are all strum patterns. C3 is changing chords, so. I'm staying in the key of C, but other keys have other chords attached. I can play if I want to in the key of D. Basically, some of the black keys handle all of that. Your basic white keys in the third octave control all of the chords that are in the key of C, and then the black keys do like supplementals for other keys, some of the more common other keys and things like that. In fact, the D chord, the D major chord, F sharp. Back to the fourth octave. Thank you. octave, or all your six strings. So you can actually strum strings, so to speak, individually. And when you get up into the fifth octave, this works best if you have a MIDI controller that can do three octaves at a stretch. This one, unfortunately, is only a two octave. So I have to kind of use a bit of a jerry rig around for that. But I'm the one that chose this. So, yeah. Anyway. Change keys in octave three and create your own strum combinations using the keys there. There's also a couple of strum patterns on sharp five. You can control with C sharp 6 how you strum. A heavy press of C sharp 6 will give you the kinds of strums I've been doing so far. A light touch. Strum types and strum patterns, but with more of a slower strum depending on how intensely you press C sharp 6. And now with a light touch of C sharp 7. That is, as far as I know, pretty much everything with Ample Guitar 2 or M2 Lite. There are, I believe, some other keys down at the way, way bottom where you can change things like something called polylegato and some different things there. I haven't played as much with those, but this is a good kind of get started with Ample demo